Hi, my name is Victoria, founder of Essentially an Empath, and these are my ramblings. I'm welcoming you into my life where we talk about motherhood, self-care, mental health, empath intuitive psychic abilities, and natural solutions. These are just some of the things that I thoroughly enjoy and love to talk about. So I hope you enjoy these as well. I use a lot of the information that comes through spirit, and it's very off the cuff and more than likely will not be edited. So I hope you enjoy this from one mom to another. I cannot wait to get on this journey with you. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ramblings with Essentially an Empath. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If you happen to really, really love it, I would really appreciate if you took a moment to share with your friends and leave a comment or shoot me a DM at my Instagram, Essentially an Empath, and give me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, love from Victoria. Living intentionally is actually freaking rebellious. And what I mean by that is intentionally living a lifestyle that does not mimic current societal, quote unquote, cool things to do, then you're actually living your purposeful, authentic life. You know what I mean? Like, right now in the US, and I mean, I'm speaking specifically to what I see in the US, is that it's very fast-paced living, very distracting you from actually living an intentional, slow life. And not slow in the sense of like you don't get anything done. No. Slow actually means that you are getting the shit done that you need to get done. Okay? So, like, I have constantly, like, it feels like I've had, like, these two me's inside of me, because being an empath, I absorb everything that everyone is trying to do. So I am trying to keep up with everybody that is, first off, neurotypical, because I am neurodivergent. I have ADHD, anxiety, and PTSD. So my brain does not operate like a normal person. So I'm trying to work like a normal person, but that's just not true to myself. And like slow, intentional living for me is so different than what is currently available, or like what's currently considered normal, like hustle culture, getting things together, getting things done. And like, we stayed for 6 weeks in Macedonia, and it was such like intentional living. Like, and by that, I mean, like, you could call someone and say, hey, we're going to go for coffee and dinner. Would you like to meet up with us? And then they say, sure. What time? And they make it a priority to be there. So the culture that we are living in the U.S. is very much self-absorbed, egoic, energy, where like there's this unseen like energy of like keeping you busy to the point that if someone does call you to say, hey, let's go grab a coffee, you have to literally plan it out 2 weeks in advance. How is that normal? Like, why is that normal? You know what I'm saying? Connection is first. We should want, we all want to connect with somebody. And connection is the thing that is keeping us like all apart, because we're stuck to our phones scrolling through shit. We're stuck to the television watching other people's ideas that are frankly ripoffs or redos of shit from the 90s or before. And I mean, really? What? I don't know. This has been on my heart. I just dropped my other son off. they're having their Halloween party, and so my youngest is also dressed in his costume. But yeah, so I just really heavy on my heart that like intentional living and intentional slow living and going against the grain is truly freaking rebellious. And I'm gonna start documenting what I'm doing and how I'm doing it to make sure that like our values and our beliefs that we hold as our family is being met. And I hope this resonates with you.